I'm totally okay with this, though. I heard Nike was down 2% before the trading market even opened, which equated to $3 billion. I'm not sure how that works out to that, because it was down 2%, but a little over 2 points. So I don't know how it comes out to $3 billion, but people that are a lot smarter than me is telling me that. I have no problem with them coming out with a Kaepernick wear. I am just, or shoes or all that, I am just not going to buy it. I'm not going to boycott Nike. I'm not going to burn my socks or shoes or anything like that. I will still continue to buy Nike, but I am just not going to buy the Colin Kaepernick wear that they're going to be unrolling. And that's not, they're not aiming for people 55 and above. They're aiming for people that are 18-year-olds.
Exactly. And I'm a 57-year-old weekend warrior for sure. But I go to the store and I make a decision within 3 minutes based on how it fits. I mean, that's all I really care about. I care a little bit about what it looks like, but I just want to be comfortable. I couldn't care less whether there's a swoosh on there or it's any other brand. It makes no difference to me whatsoever.
I think, like a lot of people, forget what side you're on. I'm just tired of the fact that now here we go again, roped into another conversation about Colin Kaepernick, about patriotism, about the anthem, about the NFL. And here we are, week one of the NFL season is now just 2 days away. And it felt like we were getting to a point where maybe the anthem wasn't going to be the central storyline moving forward. And now, because of this decision, now here we are again talking about Colin Kaepernick and having it instantly equate to the anthem. It's just a tired discussion for me. And that's, for me, that's my thought before we even talk about the logistics of it or the business side of it or whether I have an opinion on it being right or wrong. It's just here we go again for me.
Well, who do you think is mad at the most about that? The NFL.
Of course.
Do you think they wanted this? Do you think they you see $3 billion gone down by Nike stock? What do you think is going to happen to the NFL again? Because that's a multi-billion dollar company. They don't need this headache. And by the way, everybody was laughing that Khalil Mack got $141 million. Wait to see what Kaepernick's going to get when he wins that lawsuit. By the way, does it take away what he's doing when he donated the $10 million now that we find out that he's been getting paid by Nike since 2011? Mm-hmm. So people are like, well, what difference does it make? Nike's paying him, and he paid the old money. Well, he was getting paid. Nike was paying him like he was an Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. And that's come out as fact now. They were paying him as an elite quarterback, not a contract-wise to play on the field, but as a contract as an endorser.
And going back to the time, though, when he was an elite quarterback, or we thought he was an elite
2011,
quarterback. 2011. So back when he was getting to the Super Bowl and getting to the NFC Championship game.
But actually, that's common. I heard a couple of guys on Fox who actually played in the NFL said it's common. You play 16 years in the NFL, 14 of those years, you probably got a Nike contract. Just some are a lot bigger than the others. It's just, look, Nike wanted to make a big splash. Hey, that's what Nike does. I'm all for that. Knock yourself out. I'm more cognizant of what I wear and where I eat, because ever since I moved to Burlington, Vermont, I always wanted to support the local community. So, you know, when we see like a local company here with a local sale, I want to go help them. We want to eat Ben and Jerry's. We want to eat the local restaurants. I won't buy the Kaepernick outfit because I just don't appreciate where he is, how he's protested. I'm on his side, what the meaning is, but I just don't like the way he wore the socks. I'm not for Fidel Castro with the shirt that he wore and some of the other stuff.
The thing, though, Arnie, is they're not looking to win you over, are they?
No, they're not.
They don't care about us 50-somethings. They don't care.
No.
I mean, they care about us to a point because we're weekend warriors. You can laugh, but that's what we are, I think, still hanging on. They're after the 15 to 17-year-old kids who are becoming more and more politically aware of what goes on around them than they ever have been in the history of this world.
But I also think, and Rich, I generally agree with you, but also remember, for the most part, who's buying 15 to 17-year-olds' clothes right now? Parents. So you do have to, I mean, you can't just say, oh, we're not trying to appeal to anybody older, because at some point the parents with the money are going to buy this for the kids or support it. It doesn't matter as much.
But do you think the parents have any idea when they give their kid $50 to
buy it? The parents buy what the kids want. They said, hey, dad, mom, I want to buy, this is the shirt I want. Right. These are the pants I want. And the parents buy it for them. So, and by the way, kids 15 to 17 or 15 to 18 years old, they've got more disposable income than when we were 15 and 18.
You're right.
They've got credit cards now.
They've got more than we do now.
That's
the other thing is, though, is that, and I just think that this is going to go away again very soon, as far as people's outrage about this. Arnie, I remember you coming on the air even prior to me being here, but, I mean, how many people were upset that, that it was Caitlyn Jenner that won the Courage Award at the ESPYs?
Very upsetting.
People were very upset about it for a week, and then again when the award was actually given out. But then, have you heard much about it since then? People get upset about this stuff all the time, and then sadly, in some cases, it goes away because there's something else to be upset about.
This is why we should care about this. Because when we asked to donate money to the Hurricane Relief Fund to J.J. Watt, that's why he should have won. You know, somebody like that. Somebody who did so much for the community and is saving lives. You want to talk about giving up everything. You know, what's the ad campaign? I'm sorry I don't have it here in front of me. What's the exact quote on the campaign, Brady?
The courage to stand up for your beliefs or something.
Believe
like that,
in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
Yeah. You know, well, that kind of makes me think of, like, you know, Army war veterans that have sacrificed their life.
The irony of that line.
You want to talk about, you know, sacrifice everything. You can't sacrifice more than your life out there. So Colin Kaepernick, he's going to go ahead. He's probably going to make more money than he would have made as a quarterback in the NFL when it's all said and done. And Nike's going to do this. It's going to be without me. And I'm not going to boycott Nike. I'm not burning my stuff. I just don't, like, I wouldn't buy Nike bicycle shorts. I'm just not buying the Nike Kaepernick thing. And I know we're getting a lot on the Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. I just think that Nike obviously is in it for the money grab also.
Do you think this, I mean, Brady, you talked earlier about just kind of already, like I am with Deflategate, just wishing it would finally rest in peace and just go away. Do you think this goes away Thursday when Philly and Atlanta kick off?
I think the anthem issue will be prevalent week one because of the president's remarks throughout the offseason and because of the new anthem policy, not even feeling like it's totally set in stone yet. The anthem issue, I think, is back for a little while into the season. I don't think it overwhelms the entire year, maybe week one. The Kaepernick thing, I don't think that this is going to have a long shelf life as far as being a hot topic. I just don't.
I just want to read one text because the family already came out because of this, a new ad campaign. Jeff in Hinesburg says, I'm okay with the new Nike campaign. I just wish they would have gone with somebody like Tillman or a New York City firefighter or policeman after 9/11. Pat Tillman's family came out and said, please don't do that. Don't wish our son to be a political campaign the face for Nike. We don't want that, and we don't care how much money they were going to offer him. So they don't want any part of this. They want zero part of this.
My final thought on it is, Nike is okay to do it. They obviously have done market research. They're smarter than all of us. They know though there's going to be a backlash initially, they believe they're going to make money on this. They're perfectly entitled to do what they want. I personally am just tired of the whole issue, you know, engulfing our football season or engulfing our sports talk. And look, the issue of racial inequality and social injustice is a very important issue. I'm wishing that this wasn't the sentiment around week one of the NFL season, and it feels to me like here we go again.
One more. Joe in Ticonderoga said, Nike's a staple of urban culture. Supporting Kaepernick's mission makes sense. And it may make sense for a lot of people, no doubt about that. I would agree with that also, Joe. They're not targeting somebody like me.
And the other thing I just think, and lastly, and I saw the same thing you saw, Arnie, people cutting socks, people burning shoes, people burning jerseys. Don't people understand? I'm curious how far people are willing to actually take that. If you say you're boycotting Nike, are you really going to boycott Nike because Nike makes the NFL jerseys? Are you going to stop watching football because Nike does things with the NFL? Or are you just burning your shoes as a symbol for, you know, as a symbol for one night? That's what I wonder.
Well, if you're going to boycott now, I just got one other question. If you're going to boycott now, wasn't the kids that were making $3 a day enough to boycott? Or no, we overlooked that.
Yeah.